up and drive, 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 drive. Shut up.
Welcome to the show. My name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. If you are a fan of golf or sports in general, you will recognize that first song as the theme to the Masters, which starts today, which is probably my favorite 4 days of the year. The best golf tournament by far. Could not be more excited, and nothing gets you quite in the mood for weekend of watching golf as the Masters theme song. So today is a very special day. The Masters are starting. And also, I want to wish a very happy birthday to my dad, who's hopefully listening out in New York. So I thought today I could play a few songs that he's shown me or remind me of him. If you've listened to the show any time before, you probably realize that he's one of the biggest influences of my taste in music. I mentioned a lot my dad's old iPod that I used to listen to as a kid, which is where I discovered most of my favorite music to this day. So yeah, we'll get right into it. To start off is a Robert Johnson tune called Come On Into My Kitchen.
My best friend, some joker got lucky, stole her back again. He better come on in my kitchen. It's fun to be running out of door. While she's gone, I know she won't come back. I take the last liquor out of her nation, sir. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. Hey, can't you hear that wind, huh? Oh, can't you hear that wind, huh? You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. Gets in trouble, everybody throws her down. Looking for a good friend, none can be found. You better come on in my kitchen. It's going to be raining outdoors. And a time coming, it's gonna be slow. You can't make the winter be this dry long so. You better come on in my kitchen, cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
My love, she speaks like silence, without ideals of violence. She doesn't have to say she's faithful, yet she's true like ice, like fire. People carry roses and make promises by the hours. My love, she laughs like the flowers. Valentines can't buy her. In the dime stores and bus stations, people talk of situations, read books, repeat quotations, draw conclusions on the wall. Some speak of the future, my love, she speaks softly. She knows there's no success like failure, and that failure's no success at all. The cloak and dagger dangles, madams light the candles, in ceremonies of the horsemen, even the pawn must hold a grudge. Statues made of matchsticks crumble into one another. My love winks, she does not bother. She knows too much to argue or to judge. The bridge at midnight trembles, the country doctor rambles. Bankers' nieces seek perfection, expecting all the gifts that wise men bring. The wind howls like a hammer, the night bell's raining. My love, she's like some raven at my window with a broken wing.
Thank you. Thank you very much. when you leave, don't leave a thing behind. I don't want nothing, can't use nothing. Take care into the hall, and if you see my friends, tell them I'm fine, not using nothing. Almost burned out my eyes and threw my ears down to the floor. I didn't see nothing, I didn't hear nothing. I stood there like a block of stone, knowing all I had to know, and nothing more. And man, that's nothing. Our troubles are locked in each other's arms, and you better pray that they never find you, 'cause your back ain't strong enough for burdens double fold. It'd crush you down, down into nothing. Being born is going blind and bowing down a thousand times to echoes strung on pure temptation. Sorrow and solitude, these are the precious things and the only words that are worth remembering.
I've got to run.
Welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first was Come On In My Kitchen by Robert Johnson. And that one, a funny story with that is my dad got a crazy finger injury called mallet finger, which is when like the tendon in the top joint of your finger snaps pretty much, and you basically have to keep it in a splint for 4 months or something. And it was on his left hand, so he couldn't really play guitar normally. So his only option was to learn slide guitar. And the song he chose to learn was Come On Into My Kitchen, which was very cool. It sounded great, but a funny little guitar injury story. Followed by Love Minus Zero, No Limit by Bob Dylan, which is one of my favorite Bob Dylan songs that I've known since I was very little. My dad used to play it when I was a kid, and I fell in love with the lyrics. And I had to do like a poetry project portfolio in third grade or something, and that was one of the poems I chose to use was the lyrics to that song. So definitely one of my favorite songs of all time, for sure. Followed by Fire on the Mountain by the Grateful Dead. And that one, I think it was the first Grateful Dead song I ever knew. And my dad used to play on vacations and to ski mountains. So it always reminds me of skiing in Colorado and family vacations. And was one of the first, I don't know if it was one of the first songs I played on guitar, but it was the first Grateful Dead song for sure, and the first kind of jam bandy song, which led to years of loving jam bands. So yeah, that was my first experience to the Grateful Dead. Followed by Daughters by John Mayer. That's another classic my dad used to play around the house when we were little. And next is Little Silver Ring by The Samples off of The Last Drag. And that one was actually during a ski vacation. That might have been the first concert I ever went to, was The Samples just playing at the bottom of the ski mountain. And it was super fun. It was freezing cold, but it was a ton of fun. I'd never heard of them before, but they were great. And we got one of their albums after and listened to it a ton. So that one I went with my dad and my brother. So that's a very special memory. I think the first real concert I went to was Nickelback. Shockingly enough, they used to be my favorite band. And I went with my dad to that too. But I guess they're not so popular anymore, but I used to love them. And followed by Nothing by Townes Van Zandt off of Delta Mama Blues, another classic. You could hear my dad playing around the house. He introduced me to Townes Van Zandt, who is an incredible artist, has an incredible story. I highly recommend his documentary, Be Here to Love Me. It's a really cool, he just has a very interesting life, and he's a very cool artist, and sings and writes some incredible songs. And Nothing is one of them. And lastly is Midnight Rider, which is a fun one. Back in, I guess, middle school, we took a trip down to Orlando, just me and my dad, and we went to Universal Studios. And I was always terrified of roller coasters, but he forced me to go on the Rockin' Roller Coaster, which is the biggest one at Universal. And I was, of course, terrified. There's videos of me looking very, very scared, which is quite embarrassing, but funny to look back on. And the Rockin' Roller Coaster, you have a little, like, basically iPod thing right in front of you, and you get to choose the song that blasts in your ears while you're riding the roller coaster. And I chose Midnight Rider. I actually hadn't heard it before. I knew the Allman Brothers, of course, but hadn't heard that song. And I have only good associations with it now. Reminds me of that trip. And I turned out to like roller coasters quite a bit, so a fun memory associated with that one for sure. So we'll get right back to the music. Coming up, we have, now we're going to play another Grateful Dead song. This one is Loser, live at Pershing Municipal Auditorium. I think it's Salt Lake City. And this one, a common theme is another song I heard my dad playing around the house. And this one particularly caught my attention because I had known the Grateful Dead a little bit at that point, and I had never heard this song. But I liked it a lot. And then I just went on iTunes and bought the first version that I saw, which turned out to be this one from Dick's Picks Volume 28, and just kind of fell in love with the song. And I've listened to a lot of different versions since, and maybe it's just the association with it being the first, but I haven't really found a version that I like better than this one so far. So, so we'll play that right after a quick PSA. Hope you enjoy. And then we have many more tunes coming up, so stick around.
Champion, realize Shaq's mechanism. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're gonna go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
and drinking that wine. I can tell the Queen of Diamonds by the way she shines. Come to Daddy on an inside straight, and I've got no chance of losing.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people of Boston have rallied bravely whenever the rights of man have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. The Metropolitan Transit Authority, better known as the MTA, is attempting to levy a burdensome tax on the population in the form of a subway fare increase. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
Let me tell you of the story of a man named Charlie on a tragic and fateful day. He put 10 cents in his pocket just as wife and family went to ride on the MTA. Well, did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned.
What a pity.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie handed in his dime at the Kendall Square station, and he changed for Jamaica Plain. When he got there, the conductor told him one more nickel. Charlie couldn't get off of that train. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Now all night long, Charlie rides through the station crying, what will become of me? How can I afford to see my sister in Chelsea or my cousin in Roxbury? But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Charlie's wife goes down to the Scully Square station every day at 2:15. And through the open window she hands Charlie a sandwich as the train comes rumbling through. But did he ever return? No, he never returned, and his fate is still unlearned. He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who never returned. Pick it, Davey. Citizens of Boston, don't you think it's a scandal how the people have to pay and pay? Fight the fare increase, vote for George O'Brien, get for Charlie off the MTA. Or else he'll never return, no, he'll never return, and his fate is still unlearned.
Just like Bob.
He may ride forever neath the streets of Boston. He's the man who'll never return. He's the man who never returned. He's the man who never returned. Hey, to Charlie.
There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day. Preachers on the podium speaking of saints. Prophets on the sidewalk begging for change. Old ladies laughing from the fire escape, cursing my name. I got a basket full of lemons and they all taste the same. A window in a pigeon with a broken wing. You can spend your whole life working for something just to have it taken away. People walk around pushing back their debts, wearing paychecks like necklaces and bracelets, talking about nothing, not thinking about death. Every little heartbeat, every little breath. People walk a tightrope on a razor's edge, carrying their hurt and hatred and weapons. It could be a bomb or a bullet or a pen, or a thought or a word or a sentence. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I don't know why I say the things I say, but I say them anyway. But love will come, set me free. Love will come, set me free. I do believe. Love will come, set me free. I know it will. it all. Keep on building prisons, gonna fill them all. Keep on building bombs, gonna drop them all. Working your fingers bare to the bone, breaking your back, make you sell your soul. Like a lung, it's filled with cold, suffocating slow. The wind blows wild and I may move, but politicians lie and I am not fooled. You don't need no razor nor a three-piece suit to argue the truth. The air on my skin and the world under my toes. Slavery stitched to the fabric of my clothes. Chaos and commotion wherever I go. Love I try to follow. Love will come set me free. Love will come set me free. I do believe. Love will come set me free. I know. It will. Love will come set me free. Yes. There ain't no reason things are this way. It's how they always been and they intend to stay. I can't explain why we live this way. We do it every day.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you've been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, after the break was Loser, live at Perishing Municipal Auditorium from Salt Lake City, Utah, off of Dick's Picks, Volume 28, by the Grateful Dead. Followed by Cracker Box Palace, by George Harrison, off of 33 and a Third. And that song, my dad showed me, I think just out of the blue, he recommended that I listen to it. I was pretty young. It's a very wacky song, I will admit, but I fell in love with it, as I often do with songs he recommends, and listen to it over and over again, and know all the words. It's such an interesting song, but it's very good, and I love George Harrison. If you listen to the show, you know I love the Beatles, so a good one from him. And next was MTA by the Kingston Trio. That's a very special song. That's one my dad has been singing since before I can remember, before I was born. He sang it to my siblings, and he used to play guitar with one of his closest friends from business school, and they called themselves the Kingston Duo, and that was kind of their staple, was Charlie on the MTA. And there's a great recording of them playing it in our house, and you can hear my brother crying in the background when he was probably 1 or 2 years old, and you can hear the dog barking too, whose name was Kingston, I believe named after the Kingston Trio slash Duo as well. So that's a special song for my family. I used to try to sing along, but for some reason I just could not get the lyrics right ever. I used to say something like "hop like a bear" at one point, which is just not even close to any of the lyrics. I don't even know what part I messed up, but my dad loves to tease me about that. I just couldn't understand words, I guess, at that point, and I just sang whatever I could. But anyway, and last was "Ain't No Reason" by Brett Denon. That's a really beautiful song that he's played for a while, and he does a version of it with my sister, and they do a wonderful job. It's one of my favorite of the covers they do together. So that's about all the time that we've got today. 2 minutes to 11. So I have probably one more song. I'm going to play "Mr. Tambourine Man" by Bob Dylan, which I asked my mom was the first song he learned on guitar, actually. So we'll close out with that. But if you enjoyed what you heard, please be sure to tune back in next week, same time, Thursday, from 10 to 11 a.m. And until then, thanks so much for listening. Happy birthday, Dad, and enjoy the Masters. I'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy and there's no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. tambourine man play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come following you. Though I know that evening's empire has returned into sand, vanished from my hand, left me blindly here to stand, but still not sleeping. My weariness amazes me, I am branded on my feet. I have no one to meet, and the ancient empty streets too dead for dreaming. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. I'm not sleepy, and there is no place I'm going to. Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song for me. In the jingle jangle morning, I'll come.